Yeah, actually, it is Breakfast with James and Jimmy. You got us for another week. Fossey and Brandy having themselves a bit of a holiday. There we go. Nice early start there. Early ball. Early ball to you, James Magnuson. How are you, missile?
I'm good, Jimmy. How are you?
Mate, I'm really well. Big weekend. Lots of sport being watched over the course of this weekend. I felt like I lived on an island.
Why is that?
Well, we went out for basketball on Saturday and then beyond that, basically didn't leave the house over the course of the weekend. Got to make mention of those people near the Nepean and the Hawkesbury Rivers. Yep. And it's just crazy. So we know that there's been so much flooding, so many lives and businesses have been impacted. It's the fourth time in the space of about almost less than 18 months that these places have been impacted by severe floods. So everyone, stay safe and I hope everyone's well, and I hope everyone's following the instructions that have been handed out by the SES and now the Australian Defence Force involved in that one. So because of the weather conditions, just didn't go anywhere. So
yeah, it's crazy weather, isn't it? Absolutely crazy weather.
We seem to be getting more and more extreme weather events.
Yep, I agree with you. I agree with you.
Happy 4th of July, everyone. Independence Day. Get into your hot dogs and your apple pie. I'm sure everyone will be doing that. It's the Monday edition of the Brekkie Show. As we say, Vossie and Brandy back next week on the SEN Network, 1170 SEN in Sydney, SEN Track on the Central Coast and down the Illawarra, 90.3 FM in Griffith, and of course anywhere around the globe on the SEN app. A big shout out to SEN Track down at Canberra, 1323 AM. And remember, you can let us know what's happening in your part of the world, 0457 736 736. If you want to listen via the podcast, you can do that today. Brett Phillips is on. Just another weekend at Wimbledon for Nick Kyrgios. Headlines all around the globe for him. He's into third favourite.
I'm backing him in for this one. I thought he looked great against Tsitsipas. That's as good as he gets, Kyrgios.
Yeah. Yep. And a war of words after that, so we'll have a chat about that. Matty Johns and Cameron Smith will be on the program after 8 o'clock. Michelle Bishop throughout the course of the program as well. The McDonald Jones open line, it's there, 1300 01 1170, as mentioned. Get us on the text, 0457 736 736. All right, let's get stuck into it. Over $4 million raised for the Mark Hughes Foundation, so well done on that one. But so many big stories coming out of the course of the weekend. Where to start? What about the Warriors? Just amazing scenes over there, full house. It always seemed to play out. They played okay. The West Tigers actually played okay as well, too. I thought defensively they were pretty good. But New Zealand Warriors win it, and that seems sort of appropriate, right, James? Go home, win the game.
Yeah, it did. Look, they even had a bit of bad luck just before game day with Reece Walsh pulling out due to COVID. So the bad luck continues for the Warriors, but they were able to pull through and win that one. It was great scenes to see them back at home.
Yeah, amazing and thoroughly deserved too. Going through some of the other games that we saw, the 6 o'clock game that was covered here on 1170 SEN on the Friday, that was the Knights v the Titans. Yeah. I tweeted at the time, I don't think I've ever seen as bad a performance by the Titans from any NRL team as we had from the Titans on Friday night. It was hopeless.
Yeah.
It was completely without intent, completely lacking in commitment. They looked like they hadn't been coached. As soon as I saw, I thought, Holbrook's under massive pressure now.
Could you imagine if they were a Sydney team? Like we barely talk about them down here,
yes,
right? And my girlfriend asked me on the weekend, like I was talking about the Titans. I said, the coach is in trouble. She said, well, how come, like she barely knows who the Titans are. She's not a rugby league fanatic. She says, how come nobody ever reports on it? I said, we just don't really care about the Titans that much.
Yes.
And then you get to thinking, if we don't care about the Titans, is a team on the Gold Coast really that viable? Like, you know what I mean? If the reason we don't talk about them and the reason reporters don't write about them is that there's a genuine lack of interest from the public, what are we doing here?
Well, I'm not sure that's the case. The other thing about it is it's such a huge area population-wise for Australia.
Yeah.
It's one of the big population centres. You've got to have a team in there. It's rugby league territory. The Suns are really struggling. You've got to maintain your foothold in there for rugby league. So, yes, have your rugby league team. They just can't run 16th,
yeah,
which is where they're running at the moment. And the Knights aren't a good side, and
not
they flog
all
them.
They looked $1 million against against the Titans.
Hey, yeah. Well done. I don't know whether you saw it on Saturday night. I know you're out at the Doggies games.
Yeah.
What about you and I? Very bullish about the +8.5.
Yeah.
Ray Faith Taylor Mariner.
Drops it over the line.
Roomba Multi. Got to him on Instagram later. I'm joking.
Have you ever played in a game that wet?
So many times. It was a throwback, though.
Yeah. Because the new fields generally hold up a lot better than that.
Haven't seen it like that in 2 decades.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was just how torrential the rain was out there. And it was actually, so it was bucketing down when the game started, and it proceeded to get heavier as it went, which you wouldn't think was possible.
No.
And the funny thing, we had Timmy Menner on SEN.
One of the all-time greats.
Was doing the live call. And he went down on the field after the match. He's in his Ringers Western boots.
Nice.
Tiptoeing through the water. And he's got an umbrella. And then as he was going out to his first player he interviews, he passes the mic to them and then puts the umbrella over them. I was like, Timmy, they've just played 80 minutes in torrential rain. They could not be any wetter if they tried. And he's holding the umbrella over them while he interviews them. What a nice guy.
Grand finalist in the world's nicest bloke.
Yeah.
T Manor. Yeah. Might even start as favourite too. Another game on the Saturday night was the South Sydney Rabbitohs against the Eels. Eels fans, come on, get on the line.
Yeah.
You are the most Jekyll and Hyde team in the competition. Forget about it. Like, you can be running 16th as the Titans. The Eels. Yeah. Imagine being an Eels supporter.
One week
you're a premiership threat. The next week you are getting flogged again by the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Latrell Mitchell, spectacular. Did you happen to catch that game and Latrell's performance?
I did. I was thinking off the back of that, Latrell's a good shot here, getting picked. He declared that he won't be available for Origin 3. When was the last time we saw that? Do you reckon that was Jamie Lyon maybe?
It's a very good point that you make. Let's have a listen to Latrell post-match.
Yeah, well, Jason said during the week there was a chance you might not play 80 minutes, but you got through the 80 unscathed. You must be feeling confident that if you did get the opportunity at Origin that you'd be able to fill that.
Nah, I think I'm going to shut down them headlines now. I'm going to pull myself out. I'm going to worry about South, focus on myself. You know, they've got a real good team there at New South Wales, and good luck to Burton in the centres, and give Crichton a go too. Let him have a go. Let him bleed in, and yeah, I just really want to focus on South Sydney and myself and get myself right for the back end of the season.
Audio courtesy of Fox Sports there. Wow. I wonder if Freddie knew beforehand or he fell off the couch watching at home.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm not sure. You would think that Latrell may have spoken to him prior to that, but I'm not sure.
He and Freddie enjoying a great relationship.
Yeah.
Smoothed out after the visit up to the Tari pub in the off-season of 2020 or 2019, 2020.
Yeah, the year after he dropped him from Origin.
Yeah, sorted out. And the way he played on the weekend, like if you said, okay, I want to put him up against Stephen Crichton, Jack Whiten, and compare them, Matt Burton.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Latrell's a superstar.
He is. Yeah. Well, he'll have many more Origin series ahead of him. But, yeah, I'm a little disappointed he won't be there.
Did you see that? I saw two grown men skipping on Saturday night into the South Sydney rooms. That's Jason Demetrio and Blake Solly, the coach and the CEO.
Takes a bit of pressure off, doesn't it?
It just means that, you know, you want your player. You could never say, no, we want him to play for South. Because every player say, oh, no, go to State of Origin.
Yeah.
But please come home safe.
Yeah.
And now he's not going to go to State of Origin. So
with that win, South's kind of cement themselves in that 8. So things are looking up now Latrell's back.
All right, let's have a look at the Bailey Ladders then. Worksite trusted for over 60 years. The Panthers, the minor premiership's theirs, right? 6 points away. 30 points, 24 points, the Cowboys and the Storm. The Sharks on 22. There's your top four. The Broncos, the Eels on 20. The Rabbits there in 7th spot on 18. The Dragons. Oh, the Dragons in 18th. You can't tell me that the Dragons is a better side than the Roosters. You can't tell me that.
Yeah.
The way the Roosters played on Friday night.
They were impressive. They've got a tough run home, though, the Roosters. A really tough run.
The ladder update, thanks to Bailey Ladders, bringing efficiency to the worksite for over 60 years. So the Titans last, the Tigers 15th, and the Bulldogs 14th. I just want to... There's a bit more to get through around Origin. We're going to have the sides today, but Payne Haas looks like he's out.
Yeah.
Huge loss.
Huge.
Jordan McLean.
Is that who your pick would be?
Well, that's what they're suggesting. Would not be my pick.
No. Mine neither.
Who would you go with?
Regan Campbell-Gillard. Who would you go with?
Game one. Okay, Regan Campbell-Gillard. I agree with that. But what's Dave Clemmer done wrong? Like, if I had the option of Jordan McLean or Dave Clemmer, I'm doing Dave Clemmer.
Yeah.
100 times out of 100.
Yeah, yeah. The funny thing about Dave Clemmer was I never, it was like a Josh Addo Carr scenario, right? Like, he never did anything wrong in Origin to lose his spot. He was a beast in Origin. He took on the entire Queensland Pack one series.
Yes,
remember when they
yes.
said he was disrespectful?
To Corey Parker,
yeah.
Yes.
He's a lunatic. He yeah. belongs in Origin. Similar to what they thought about Jake Trbojevic. I think they think the game has passed by him and his style, but I think he's born for Origin.
So, yeah, Regan Campbell-Gillard, he was there for game one. He started in game one.
Yeah.
But he's not there for game three when you're down a prop.
No, it's a strange one, isn't it?
So here's the other thing. The thing about Payne Haas is that he's not only metres, but minutes, right? He can push out big minutes, as
yep.
they say.
Yeah.
Jordan McLean averaging 42 minutes this year.
Oof.
Dave Clemmer, 58.
So are they suggesting Jordan McLean would come into that team and start? Must?
Great question. Don't know.
Must.
Well, what about Junior Barlow?
Yeah.
His impact from the bench. Anyway, that's to be named today. Felice Kaufusi not in the Maroons side, staying in Los Angeles to be with his ill father. This is interesting. The Melbourne Storm have lodged a complaint with the NRL following comments made by Wayne Bennett on SEN last Friday. This was on the debut of SENQ.
Good, isn't it?
Well done, Patton Heels. Well yeah. done. He said he was confident of getting Cameron, if not for next season, then after that, the season after.
Yeah.
You can't say that.
Yeah, I'm really happy for SENQ that they got Wayne Bennett for a show and he's dropped a bombshell like that.
Exactly.
So we were doing Crunch Time on Saturday and Adrian Prasenko was saying the Storm are doing a press conference with Cameron Munster. And we were thinking, is he saying he's leaving next year? Is he saying he's re-signed? They came out, they rolled him out for a press conference to say, I'll be honouring my contract.
Yes.
Which is really no news, right? It's
well, yeah.
It's a bit of a up yours to Wayne Bennett, I think.
It was a direct response to Wayne Bennett.
Yeah.
Direct response. Shows I'm going nowhere.
He's getting under their skin, isn't he?
Yeah, well,
he's
maybe.
He's already taken, three out of their starting forward pack.
Great question to ask Cam Smith after
yeah.
8 o'clock
yeah.
To see whether that is having an impact. So I just want to sort of put it in a little bow. We're talking about the NRL over the course of the weekend. Bad weekend for referees.
Mm.
Bad weekend for referees.
Any one in particular that stands out?
Two, probably.
Two?
Yeah, Jared Sutton Friday night.
Yeah.
Roosters-Panthers.
Yeah.
Like the decision to, well, there's two decisions out of that one. The Sam Verrills tackle.
Crazy.
And then it leads to a try.
Yeah.
And as Trent Robinson says, yes, we should defend that try, but they should never have been given the opportunity to be in a position to score that try. And why does Angus Crichton get sent to the sin bin 3 tackles after the incident? Have you ever seen that before? I've never seen that before.
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah.
Strange one. So Jerry Sutton, under pressure. Not as much pressure as poor old Peter Goff yesterday. So I don't know whether you caught the back end of that Dragons Raiders. When I say back end, literally the last 3 seconds.
Okay. I didn't see it.
Yeah, okay. So Ben Hunt, wise. He probably knew, and again, another one for Cam Smith. You know the personality of the referee you've been talking to all day.
Yep.
Is this bloke going to blow a penalty for me here? And he didn't. He blew it. He said 6 again, right? When Ben Hunt just jumped on the bloke who'd already been tackled.
Yeah.
Could quite easily have been a penalty on that occasion.
Professional foul?
Professional foul, just slowing everything down because of the time, right?
Yep. So I hate seeing that.
It was either a 6 again or a penalty. Now, the brave referee blows a penalty. The other one, you just go right 6 again. Then, to be clearly not square at marker, like nowhere near square at marker. I saw on Saturday night, Luciano Leilua in that Cowboys v. the Broncos game. He was just not quite square at marker. Penalty. Penalty to the Broncos. Ben Hunt was never square at marker. No penalty.
Mm.
Now, I'm not.
And there was only 2 points in it, wasn't there?
It's golden point.
Yeah.
It's golden point.
Yeah.
And look, I hate the fact that this is talked about a lot, but there you are. There's the very, non-similar incidents. The one that was penalised was far less obvious than the one that wasn't penalised. And that's over the course of the one weekend. So take your thoughts on all of that. We won't get bogged down by it, though. So there you go. Nick Kyrgios is in the news, of course, from Wimbledon. He took on Stefanos Tsitsipas. Flogged him.
Smashed him. Best he's looked.
Best he's looked. There we go. So the missile's backing in. Big Nick Kyrgios. Here's what Stefanos had to say post-match.
It's constant bullying. That's what he does. He bullies his opponents. He was probably a bully at school himself. I don't like bullies. I don't like people that put people, other people down. He also has a very evil side to him, which if it's exposed, it can really do a lot of harm and bad to the people around him. Other people disrespect me and don't respect what I'm doing from the other side of the court. It's absolutely normal from my side to act and do something about it.
Thoughts, Misal?
Would he be saying he was a bully if he'd beaten him? Like, those press conferences for mine don't have the same impact when you've just been absolutely smashed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is he a bully? Isn't the definition of a bully is someone who can't fight back?
Yeah.
Stefanos is the number four on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
And he had a racket last time I looked.
Yeah. Tsitsipas has got a bit in him too.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's... Nick's response.
The circus was all him today. I actually felt great. I just think he's making that match about me, like, he's got some serious issues. He's that soft, like, to come in here and say I bullied him and stuff, that's just soft. Like, that's just, we're not cut from the same cloth. Like, I go up against guys who, like, are true competitors. Like, if he's affected by that today, then that's what's holding him back. Because someone can just do that and that's going to throw him off his game like that. He's got to, like, I just think it's soft.
So the world number 40 hasn't made a quarterfinals of a Grand Slam since 2015. Just give me an insight of what's holding back the world number 4.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? That would have been salt in the wound when Tsitsipas heard that. He would be seething.
Can you imagine that?
Wouldn't it be great to see a bit of fisticuffs in the tennis?
Well, they reckon John McEnroe used to get punched in the head all the time in the players. You can't do it now, obviously.
Yeah. Well, if there was a player that would probably be flying close to the sun for getting punched in the head.
Nick Kyrgios,
I reckon.
Although he's big.
He is. Isn't it funny, though, when Kyrgios starts turning it on, the circus, the sideshow, turns into the main show.
Yeah.
And we start believing, and then we start taking him seriously again. And then, look, it may happen this time. It may not, but inevitably, the wheels fall off. So that's what I watch for. I'm like, when's the next big blow-up coming?
To your point, which you've been saying all along now, and especially last week, I watched a bit of Alex Diminor. I think he straight sets, did it comfortably against the British.
Cruise through, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Highest ranked Aussie player, male player. Go the demon.
Yeah. And then Kyrgios comes out and sprays the umpire.
Yeah,
there it is.
Not
There's
quite
the
engagement that we're looking for
with
Nick. He doesn't move the dial as much. Incredible win for the Wallabies over there in Perth, 30-28. They were down to 14 men. So that was an amazing win. Quade Cooper pulled out about 3 minutes before kickoff with a calf injury.
Yeah.
Noah Lolesio went, no, you mate, you better go on, and played well.
Yeah.
That is a tough athlete. Speaking of tough athletes, we were going to speak to Jai Opetaia on Friday. He didn't come on the program. He wasn't able to. We promoted him, then had to pull the pin because he was cutting weight. So he had to make the way in. So he was training and cutting weight. We didn't get him on. He won a war. He is now the IBF and Ring Magazine Cruiserweight Champion of the World in a major upset against one of the greatest cruiserweights in history, Marais Bradis, and he did it with a broken jaw on both sides.
Insane. Have you seen the scans that have been posted online?
It's yes.
Literally cut in half.
I posted them. Thanks for your support.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Is that you?
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, that's where I saw it.
Second round and sixth round. Left side of the jaw, second round. Right side of the jaw, sixth round.
Crazy.
Went on and won a 12.
He couldn't even talk.
Couldn't talk.
No.
Couldn't talk. So it goes down with McCosker, Sattler, Brereton, the great
Burgess.
Performances, Burgess, with injury. 1-300-01-1170-0457-736-736. That's your Monday. A break and back with more.